Nanasya Yananana Sakaya Chaksarunanana Tasnai Sri Gurudeva Nama Vishnu Tadaya Krishnatazaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Channa Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkadish, Rukmini Dwarkanath, Rukmini Dwarkanath. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Thasa Gami Nayana Thasa Gami Thasa Chami Jai Prabhupada Ki Makha Karoti Thacham Pangunangai Tegirin Yatki Thacha Lahang Mande, Sigaruni Dhanam, Paramanamara, Sri Chaitanya Swam, Hariom Tatsat. Shall Prabhupada keep? Yeah.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 16, entitled A Description of Jambudweep. The first few verses are long prose with no purports, so we'll read through them, just the translation, and move on to the one where Srila Prabhupada comments. Text number 5. The planetary system known as Bhumandala resembles a lotus flower, and its 7 islands resemble the whorl of that flower. The length and breadth of the island known as Jambudweep, which is situated in the middle of the whorl, are 1 million yojanas, 8 million miles. Jambudweep is round like the leaf of a lotus flower. Thank you. Text number 6. Translation. In Jambudweep there are 9 divisions of land, each with a length of 9,000 yojanas, or 72,000 miles. There are 8 mountains that mark the boundaries of these divisions and separate them nicely. There's a very short purport where Srila Prabhupada comments. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the following quotation from the Vayu Purana, wherein the locations of the various mountains beginning with the Himalayas are described, which is a long verse with no translation, so we'll move on to number 7. Text number 7, translation. Amidst these divisions, or varshas, is the varsha named Ilabritta, which is situated in the middle of the whorl of the lotus. Within Ilavrata Varsha is Sumeru Mountain, which is made of gold. Sumeru Mountain is like the pericarp of the lotus-like Bhumandala planetary system. The mountain's height is the same as the width of Jambudweep, or in other words, 100,000 yojanas, or 800,000 miles. Of that 16,000 yojanas, or 128,000 miles, are within the earth, and therefore the mountain's height above the earth is 84,000 yojanas, or 672,000 miles. The mountain's width is 32,000 yojanas, or 256,000 miles, at its summit, and 16,000 yojanas at its base. Text number 8. Utaro tarina lavritam nila sveta sringavan iti trayo rangyaka hiranmaya karunam varshanam maryada giraya pragayata ubhayata kshara vadayo sahasra prittava ekaikasha purvasmad purvasmad uttarautaro dangsang sadi kangsena dharya eva rashanti. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Just north of Ilavritta Varsha, and going further northward, one after another are three mountains named Nila, Sweta, and Sringavan. These mark the borders of the three Varshas named Ramyaka, Hiranmaya, and Kuru, and separate them from one another. The width of these mountains is 2,000 yojanas, or 16,000 miles. Lengthwise, they extend east and west to the beaches of the ocean of salt water. Going from south to north, the length of each mountain is one-tenth that of the previous mountain, but the height of them all is the same. Purport. In this regard, Madhvacharya quotes the following verses from the Brahmananda Purana. Yatha bhagavate tuktam bhagava bhavanam koshalakshanam tasya virodhato yojam anya grantantare stitam mandote puranam chaiva vyatyasham kshirasagare rahu soma ravinancha mandala dvigunoktitam vinaiva sarvam unmeyam yojana bhedato tratu. It appears from these verses that aside from the sun and moon, there is an invisible planet called Rahu. The movements of Rahu cause both solar and lunar eclipses. We suggest that the modern expeditions attempting to reach the moon are mistakenly going to Rahu. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hari Om Tat Sat. So this is a very technical part of the Bhagavatam, where it's describing the universe. Every Purana has different sections, and one of the sections is a description of the universe. Prabhupada wanted some of his disciples to decipher these sutras and together a commentary based on the modern scientific observations. So this is also part of the temple of Lady Planetario. So I didn't analyze all the different studies. I know that Donald Viramaj, he did a study. I didn't really analyze it yet. I was Sadhguruji, he was living, he told me that his observations, if you took some of these so-called islands in understood that somehow all these planets are orbiting more or less on the same line. And it's not like the atom where they go 360 or degree, all the down, all around. They all go on the same line. And that the distance between each ring or each average orbit was within a half a percent of the modern scientific explanation, considering that Sukadeva Goswami just telling, approximate measurements, he said is quite scientifically acceptable to be within a half a percent range. So he was convinced that this was a very scientific explanation of the universe, of the solar system. In any case, this is not an easy topic. And a number of the people have been researching and are trying to equate it with the modern scientist observations. Some doubts are raised by Srila Prabhupada. At that time, he would frequently ask us whether they really went to the moon or not. And like he didn't want us to blindly accept anything that was said in the newspapers, because that you don't know for sure whether they're telling the truth. It's kind of interesting that recently the previous president, Mr. Bush, he said, well, in 10 years we'll go back to the moon. So if they already went one time, why do they need to take 10 years to go back again? It's kind of a mystery. And some people said it was a whole conspiracy that time between Russia and America that they went to the moon, because no one else could figure out at that time whether they went or didn't go. So I remember in 1968-69, we saw one newspaper in it was in French language in Montreal, and they showed how the astronaut was spotting something. So they blew out the photograph and showed there was a fly there. Now, how could a fly be on the moon? So they're saying that this is all some shots taken in some desert in Arizona or somewhere. In any case, we don't know for sure. We just hear, like now they told us that Saddam Hussein had dangerous weapons of destruction which were all aimed at the United States, so they had no choice but to attack. Later, they never found the weapons. And then they came, so you don't know really what's the truth. So, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, I don't know if I told this story here. He said how 10 people's conspiracy turned Bhagavan into a ghost. Das Chakri Bhagavan Bhut. Did you hear that? Did I tell you? So, there was one. There's a king on Narasimha Maharaj, and He had a friend who was a Brahmana. It was his counselor. His name was Bhagavan Pandit. As this Bhagavan Pandit, he would tell the king always the truth. Watch out for this, watch out for that. He was a real friend of the king. So one day the ministers had called a secret meeting, and the minister said, "Long and over on the king, we can't steal a lot of money. So let's get rid of this guy." So they told all the guards, "Don't let Bhagavan Pandit in. Go tell the," and then they had a decision. They would tell the king Bhagavan Pandit was dead. So Bhagavan came to the door as usual, but the guard said, "No, you can't enter." "Why not?" "We don't know, but we have order." "I'm a friend of the king." "No, I'm sorry, you can't enter." So he went all the doors. He was kicked out every door. So the king said, "Where is my friend, Bhagavan Pandit?" "Oh, he had a sudden heart failure. You know, he died. But he was healthy. He was..." "Well, you know how these things are. Sometimes sudden attack happens." So he called his doctor. "I want you to find out what is the situation with Bhagavan Pandit. Is he dead? Why did he die?" So the minister called the physician over. "If you tell the king he's dead, we'll give you 5,000 gold coins. If you tell him he's alive, we'll kill you. You take your choice." So he decided, "Okay, I'll take 5,000 gold coins." So he came back to the king. He said, "Oh yeah, sudden death. Oh, so send his widow some money." Like that. So Bhagavan Pandit was not allowed to enter. And the ministers were enjoying, like anything, robbing the kingdom. But of course, Bhagavan Pandit knew one day a year, the king would go out and see the citizens. The ministers were aware that he would try to see the king. So they kept him away. They kept the guards to keep him away. Then he climbed up in a tree and he said, "Maharaj! Maharaj! It's your friend! Bhagavan Pandit here! I'm alive!" And the king looked at the minister. "There's Bhagavan." The minister was very fast thinking. He said, "Maharaj, let's go the other way. It's the ghost of Bhagavan Pandit." "Oh, the ghost, oh yeah." So like this, the conspiracy of tin turned Bhagavan to a ghost. Das Chakri Bhagavan Bhut. So, like that. The moral of the story is, if all the newspapers, if the government wants to tell some falsehood to the newspapers, all the newspapers tell us one thing, we tend to believe it. They can turn Bhagavan to a ghost, they can turn a trip to somewhere, outer space, to the moon. We don't know. So sometimes Robert would say, "Look at the moon, how brilliant the light is." And they showed some dark rock. "How such a dark rock is reflecting so much light." Like they hear the kids, he'd bring up on the doubts. But that tells us whether they went or didn't go. I mean, he said, "How did they go? How did," you know, he would get us to think whether they went or not. at the same time, he wanted to use the fifth candle for that this was, that the Bhagavatam was giving a reliable description of observable reality. So if the scientists can accept, okay, that the Bhagavatam descriptions of observable reality are true, and then maybe they'll be easier to accept that which they cannot observe. So this was one of Prabhupada's tactics or strategies to reach the mass of people, to reach the scientists. It mentions about the Mount Meru. Mount Meru at some time there's a history that the devas were hiding in a mountain and cave in Mount Meru. And that time the Shankasura, he was looking for him because he has some special boon that he could defeat devas. So he wanted to fight them. But they didn't want to be defeated by him. So they hid in a cave. So then he decided, let me go to the Satyaloka and I will destroy the personified Vedas. In this way I will, the devas are powerless. The angels are powerless without the Vedas. So I will destroy the Vedas. Well, when he reached Satyaloka, the Vedas got information that he was coming to destroy them. So they ran and he pursued them. He chased them. So like this, they entered into the water. And he entered after looking at them. Now he didn't know that they had dissolved themselves. Instead, he thought maybe they're hiding in some valley. So the ocean has got mountains and valleys and all kinds of nooks and corners. So there's also much bigger area covered by water. I think covered than on the dry. So the devas knew he had spent a long time looking for the Vedas. He didn't find them. So they took a chance. They went over by the side of the Shiradakshari, the milk ocean, and they wanted to pray to Lord Vishnu. But they thought that, and now he's sleeping. So if he roughly disturbed him, he may not be happy. So let's awake him by chanting his holy name. So they began to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And so Lord Vishnu, he was so pleased that the devas were all chanting and dancing Hare Krishna, that he said, on this day, on this Titi, on this Maja, on this month, this day, anyone who chants their holy names, anyone who does some Bhakti Yoga, they'll get 100 times of benefit. So the Titi was Ekadasi, which today is Ekadasi, and the month was Dhavadar, Kartika. So in the Kartika month, we offer lamps and I do some special things. Today in Ekadasi, this is known as also as Hari Vasar, the day of Hari. So that came from this pastime. So somehow later was mentioned, days of Ekadasi is ours. I remember. I came here, I was thinking I wanted to share some pastime. Well, I was asked by Srila Prabhupada to come from Canada to Los Angeles. At that time, it was 1970. I think we had this temple in 1970.
Yes.
And that time, once a week, we would make our report to the small deities. They would come out. I think I have a memory of them coming between this building and that next building. And they'd push us forward. One by one, we had to stand in front of the deity and make our report. This was an unforgettable experience to actually have to go in front of the deity to make a report. You'd say what you did the previous week for the deity, what you're going to do the next week. So like this, that was a regular thing. I don't know if you do it anymore, but that was a regular thing here, at least when I came. And I went upstairs to see Prabhupada. And at first he said, I want to send you to India. I want you to join Achyutananda Das Ramachari. But I'm waiting for him to get his own place. So, and then I couldn't understand. At that time, Adilananda Das was his secretary. And he said, I think your godbrothers are envious. I thought, how can a godbrother be? A godbrother, after all, the godbrothers, how could they possibly be envious? What's he saying? And Prabhupada said, anyway, whatever is between me and my godbrothers is our thing. You have nothing to count in about. So I thought, oh, I didn't know anything that was going on. Of course, no comment. There are Guru Bhagavad. They had some special rasa with our spiritual master. They are all well-wishers, you can say that. But anyway, like that, I was meeting Prabhupada in his room. And then he told me to go to Chicago and help Bhagavan Das to open the Chicago temple. And he would call me when it was ready for me to go to India. So I went to an old town in Chicago. On the way, we had a car accident. Normal things. Then I got the call from Kargamuni. He said, Prabhupada wants you in India. Okay, and airfare? Oh, you raise that. You go back to Canada, you got friends, you raise the money. Jai Kargamuni ki. So I found that I didn't raise much money, so I got the cheapest airlines. Iceland Air from Hamilton to London, and then from Luxembourg to Bombay by Brothers Airlines. They had one aircraft. It was based in South England. Three brothers, Yusuf, Ali, and Muhammad. They thought I used a propeller plane from the Second World War. They forgot to put any air pressure in it. But that was the it stopped from Luxembourg to Rome, Rome to Cairo, Cairo to Karachi, Karachi to Aden, and then to London. So the time I reached, I think one of the three brothers was a stewardess. A steward. He had a beard. It was $114 cheap. But it was one of those flights, never again. So, anyway, I spent a little time here at Prabhupada in Los Angeles, and he'd go on the morning walk. One day, you know how there's a church down the block here? On Watsika, there's like a, say, stop. He said, one day our temple will be like that. Our temples, that there'll be many people living around, and a few people living in the temple. But on Sundays and holidays, more people will come. Like now I'm the minister of congregational development, or a co-minister. But at that time, I don't know why the Prabhupada was telling me that, that there'd be so many people in our congregation in the future, but there'd be few people, relatively speaking, living in the temple. So, like that, we have some association here with Srila Prabhupada. I didn't visit many temples in USA, but San Francisco I joined. Then I went to New York and Montreal. That time there were three temples in ISKCON. I visited all the temples. Now I cannot visit all the temples. Even in one of the most traveled, it's very difficult to visit all the 500 temples in Mongolia and Papua New Guinea and Indian. We have so many temples, so it's hard to visit all the temples, or to speak of the underground temples in countries I shouldn't mention on the internet. One thing is, we saw one of the DDT trustees give a book, showed the dual books the DDT had published to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, he looked at the books and he started to cry. He said, oh, how pleased my Gurudev will be to see these books in these new languages. So here, also, New Dwarka is the seat of the Swarajpur, who is also a DDT trustee. So he's doing such a service. I mean, I can tell you, I personally saw Prabhupada was so pleased with DDT. He's so pleased that they published new books. And since he has also the English language, this is a very important place. Of course, English language, most of the books are already translated, but they keep managing to come up with new books. So all the different languages together, this is very pleasing to Prabhupada. Prabhupada taught us that he wanted to please the previous acharyas. That was the secret of success for spiritual life. So today the disciples are observing the Vyasa Puja. That also, all the worship is really meant for Prabhupada and previous acharyas. I pass it up to them. Because by their mercy, if anyone has benefited through me, it's only by their mercy. We take this opportunity to request Prabhupada and all the deities present and the British acharyas that they should accept any worship that's offered to me as a representative. I'm told that in New Orleans and other places in North America and South America and different places of the world, that if you're watching this live broadcast on either LA Live or JTS Info, so I'll give a message for all the disciples that my desire is something that the prophet said, the way you can show how much you love me is how well you cooperate. To cooperate with the local authorities, to cooperate with the GDC, to cooperate with each other, with all your cousins, brothers, and sisters, your brothers and sisters. And this way, try to show the prophet how much you love him. Because by the prophet's mercy, we have all got Krishna consciousness. Without his mercy, he has faced a lot of obstacles. I heard from Ramananda Das and others how in 1967 he suffered a stroke and he was paralyzed from the neck down. And still his head was working, so he was speaking to them non-stop about Krishna. By Krishna's mercy, by 1968, he was normal already. Now, I have a first-hand experience a little bit to some small percent what a stroke is like. It's very difficult. And I wasn't paralyzed. I just called paralysis, which means weak, but not paralyzed. So, probably he suffered so many difficulties that we know, like crossing the ocean, and that we may not be aware of, like the stroke and other things. Just to give us Krishna consciousness, so we should all be very much grateful to Srila Prabhupada, and we should stay united. Prabhupada wanted that we should all be in ISKCON. We should whatever it is, he used to use the British saying, we were, I don't know the exact wording, but something like, wherever you are, you're our country, something like that. So, whatever ISKCON is, like one time someone was saying, well, if you bring other preachers from other parts to Vrindavan, they speak very flowery language, very nice stories. But Prabhupada, he said, better to hear from our own people, because if they introduce a little wrong philosophy, we can get seriously deviated. So we don't want to hear from anyone unless we know that it's going to be bona fide. Of course, at the end of his pastime, this little pastime, Prabhupada expressed that we should gradually try to be closer to the Gaudiya Mutt. But, you know, that also the GDG gives a criteria how that could happen. But some people are still actively attacking the Prabhupada. Some people we have a better relationship. So we're trying to follow that instruction also, but we have to be also careful. So Prabhupada wanted us to especially please the previous acharyas. So, publishing books, distributing books, extending the preaching, all these things done. Of course, building the Mayapur and developing Mayapur, all these were very pleasing to our previous acharyas. There are so many activities which are pleasing. So, We should try to do those things without fighting. We should try to all pray together. And this way we'll get the blessing of the previous acharyas. And they will, by their blessing, we can achieve all success. So I want to thank all the devotees, especially here in New Dwarka. A prophet said that, and I had to take the curse that he had of traveling. But I could only stay in the Holy Dom. So this was the Holy Dom because I've been here for so long. And the deities are here. And somehow the senior devotees, my godbrothers, god sisters, they're tolerating me. So they got tremendous tolerance. I don't know how they do it. But I want to thank them for their kindness to give me shelter here while I take my therapies. And I hope that I'll, by all the prayers of the Vaishnavas and the blessing of the Prabhupada and the deities, that I'll soon be healthier and be a little more independent to move around and resume my normal activities. So, on this verse today, we heard about the planets and the Lumandal. There's a visible part of the universe, and there's an invisible part. So, we only see Vurvuasva, these three levels. We don't see the highest and lowest level. That's like Satyaloka and Mahaloka and Janaloka and Tathaloka. They're all invisible to us. They're in a higher subplane. And even on every planet, it's not that all the living entities necessarily have the same ecology we do. I remember Sridhar Swami. He told me how they had discovered in the bottom of the ocean, a fissure of Advaita gas. And this gas had its own ecology, had its own living creatures, were really ammonia. Now, ordinary fish, if they came into the ammonia stream, they died. We cannot survive out of ammonia, well, it's poisonous to us. But these creatures were living on ammonia. So he was saying just like that. Some planets are said to be this gas and that gas. And we may think, oh, they cannot sustain life. But they'll have their own kind of life, which breathes that gas and can survive. So, like that, how the universe is, the scientists don't really have an idea yet. They may never have a complete idea where we get a little window into how the universe is manifested by reading the fifth canto, that there are living creatures in every part of the universe, everywhere. But they may not be exactly the way we live here. They may have their own ecology, their own way of living and breathing. So, the idea that we accept the Bhagavatam and the Vedas as a scientific. One thing that shocked me very much, somewhere in Canada, I went to one program arranged in a church on a Saturday by the Hindus. So they rented it. So there the announcer, he spoke. So we'll have the Swami, at that time it was Ramachari. We'll have the Ramachari speak on our myths, on our legends, on our mythology. And I was very offended because way Prabhupada taught us was these Puranas, the Vedas, they're not myths. They're not mythology, they're history. They're actual things that happened. They're scientific literature. And he said, oh, they're a mythology. And a lot of people think, in India also, that the Vedas are mythology. Some of the leaders of the government have sent the rich to Lanka. It's all, Ram never existed. There's no such person as Ram. It's all mythology. So this is very offensive. And there are a lot of people that objected to this, these statements. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done. We have to establish, without a doubt, that the Vedas are accurate, Vedas are good science, Vedas should be accepted. They're not simply myths. This is a real history of the universe. So, for that we need all these devotees to learn. I was a science student, and when I read in the third canto, Kautila Shankya Yoga, I was very convinced this is very scientific. How it describes the development of the embryo in the womb of the mother. I don't think that they had this knowledge even 200 years ago, that in Andhra Pradesh, but now they have it. Now you can go into some science museum and see embryos at every week of gestation. I don't know how they got them. I don't quite know. As a kid, I saw. So I thought, oh, this is very scientific. The Vedas also describe 5,000 years ago in Sanskrit, every week, every month, how the embryo is developing. Now, this is something you can observe, you can see now. You can go into any science museum and see it. The same thing is given in the Bhagavatam. So therefore, the Bhagavatam is good science. So we should accept the Bhagavatam not as a myth, but as science, as history, as reality. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki, born in Tana ki, Hare Krishna. Question or comments?
Question, Maharaj. Thank you very much for your wonderful class. I have a question about the very interesting comment Srila Prabhupada makes in today's purport. Prabhupada addresses a very controversial subject here when he talks about the expedition and brings it up in a very challenging way. So the question is, sometimes in Krishna consciousness, also devotees have to confront very controversial subjects. And so the question is, where would you suggest the devotee gets the strength to deal with difficult issues in life?
Where does the devotee get strength to deal with the difficult issues of life?
To address a very controversial and sometimes very difficult situations or conditions, and subjects for that matter.
Like whether they went to the moon or not?
Whether they went to the moon or not, or just in everyday dealings, sometimes we have to deal with things in a very direct way, and sometimes sometimes it's not very pleasant.
I'm trying to understand what kind of situation you're referring to. Because, I mean, in principle, the Shrila was Sadhu, Guru, and Shastra. These three things are to guide us. So we have the Prabhupada's books, or Shastra, or Prabhupada's like Prabhupada, or one's personal guru. And then there's the Sadhu, who's the other Vaishnava, the great saints. So we see, like, they give some examples how to deal in a practical way with certain situations. Every situation is not the same. Sometimes, maybe a husband and wife, the one partner is not so much a devotee or not a devotee at all, but maybe a good worship. So the other partner has to satisfy that partner to a certain extent. Otherwise, the marriage doesn't work. There's all kinds of situations that come up in practical day-to-day life. So I saw that the problem was very flexible in dealing with these different situations. And we can't take every, that's why sometimes like the letters that he wrote, the things he told one individual may be different from another. Got tissue? Like, at that time I was, you can say, more naive than now. I don't say not naive now, but like Prabhupada was saying, here you want to have a city, and I have a, there should be 25,000 people, 50,000 people, and there'll be grihasthas. There's so many grihasthas. So that time, we were just some brahmacharis and sannyasis there mainly. And so I think grihasthas, they'll have sex. And Prabhupada, he spread his hand. Take the rod, bring the rod. You know. So, obviously, you know, probably had a very practical way of adjusting to things in real life. Where somehow you keep Krishna in the center. You have to, the fact that we can say, what is the best I can do at the present time? That is the most important thing. It's not that every time we can act in the perfect way, but at least we think, like Prabhupada was praising Arjuna, that he thought, and Krishna also, he thought what to do. What to do. Sometimes Krishna thought, well, you're thinking like a learned person, but you're really a foolish what you're saying, because so a devotee at least thinks what to do. And if we don't know, we should consult Sadhu, Guru, Shastra until you have a very clear understanding. Okay, at this time, this is the best I can do. This is what I should do. How you deal with real life situations. I mean, Prabhupada was a bit tactful, like with the moon issue. He sometimes to the devotees he'd be a little more strong, sometimes he'd be a little, well, they should investigate, did he do this, did he do that, what really happened? You know, just kind of planting the seed of doubt. Did they really go or not? Did he go somewhere else? Did he make a mistake? I still, did they go? If they went, why does did our president of Bush say, "We'll go again in 10 years. Why did it take him 10 years? You know, the question come up. I was with Prabhupada. He went to see Man in His World. In Montreal, they had the World Fair. I saw you in there as a special guest of the Indian Pavilion. And he was guided by one French-Canadian lady. She had her hair all done up. So here you are all shaded, Ramacharis, like this young Ramachari here. You're young, 19, 20. So she's looking at us. She's looking at the Prabhupada. He's shaved out, you know, with a seagun. Elderly Indian. She's like, "I'll take what to speak." She sat there. And the Prabhupada said, "Oh, you have such a nice hairdo." "Oh, really? Oh, yes. Very nice." You know, Prabhupada knew how to break the ice. And after that, she just... like we were from the moon or something. She didn't know what to say. And Prabhupada brought down. Okay, so she smiled and she was a healthy. So like that, Prabhupada knew how to deal in different situations. And I like that. We should try to do the best we can. And you know, everything that I go to the Prabhupada, I go to my guru, and at least I can say, well, at that situation, this is what I thought was the best thing. Later, maybe I thought I had a better idea. Okay, but at least at that time, we consulted the Vaishnavas, we read the Shastra, we tried to come up with the proper idea. That's all we can do. You know, as far as like day-to-day issues that come up in our life. Sadhu Shastra Guru. Is that okay? A question from New Orleans. Since about last year, June or so, or even before that, I started to broadcast every class on the internet at jtsalani.com. And while I'm here in L.A., sometimes I give class in the temple, and it comes on alalive.us. Of course, before that, www. So now, using the internet, I try to make myself more available. If one really needs to contact me urgently, they can write to Mahabharata Das or Sarvashakti Devi Dasi or whoever is with me at that time. Ishwar Puri Maharaj Das right now in Spanish. And they can also get the urgent letter answered, or to Ratnavali Devi Dasi at Mayapur. So I'm still here, and I'm still available, and you can see me every day on the internet usually, or at least every other day. So, and this way, disciples can get some association. I also hope that soon I'll be able to travel a little more. But I'm here. I did travel. and visited Sacramento with Chaitanya Dasi and to San Diego, to Woodley, to Tijuana. I get around a little bit. To Atlanta, London. On the way back, I take goes Atlanta, London, Atlanta, Washington, London, Italy, Frankfurt, Dubai, Myanmar. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you all very much. As a local organizer, I want to make an announcement.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna,